Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we're going to start off with some Duke performances on Friday, February 1st, at 8:15 p.m. and also Saturday, February 2nd at 8:15 p.m. and Sunday, February 3rd at 3:15 p.m., Mike Daisy will be performing American Utopias. This performance will be at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets are $32 and $10 if you're a Duke student, and this is for general admission seating. For ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Master storyteller Mike Daisy, whose tragic comedy and patriotic outrage identify him as a direct descendant of Mark Twain, and that's a quote from The Stranger. He offers his latest monologue, American Utopias, for a five-day run at PSI Theater. In his most recent work, Daisy brings us a distinctly American vision of utopia, how people create public spaces in which they come together to act out dreams of a better world. Daisy travels everywhere to pursue the story, from Disney World and its nostalgic theme park perfection, to the drug-fueled Antarctic excesses of Burning Man, to Zuccotti Park, where in the unlikeliest place the Occupy movement was born. Gunplay, raving animatronic presidents, and brutal police actions come together to paint the landscape of our American dream. Daisy has spent 15 years honing a deceptively spontaneous style of solo performance, which brings subtle theatrical underpinnings to apparently freewheeling talk. With quiet rage and fierce humor, he covers an endless array of topics: post-traumatic stress disorder, urban transit, the Department of Homeland Security, and recently Apple, 2012's controversial The Agony and the Ecstasy of Steve Jobs was named the best new play of the year by the Washington Post. Again, Mike Daisy will be performing Friday, February 1st at 8:15 p.m., Saturday, February 2nd at 8:15 p.m., Sunday, February 3rd at 3:15 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Also coming up on February 1st at Page Auditorium at 8 p.m. is Amjad Ali Khan with Amin Ali Khan and Ayan Ali Khan. Tickets are $20 to $42 and $10 for Duke students, and this is reserved seating. Born into a family with ancestral claims to the invention of the instrument, Amjad Ali Khan is the master of the sarod, a deep-voiced cousin to the sitar with a bottomless sound. Using nails rather than fingertips, says the Washington Post, is just one of the complications of Khan's approach to the notoriously challenging Indo-Persian instrument. Yet he effortlessly coaxes out beautiful melodies, which have enchanted international audiences since the 1960s. Now North India's most popular musician brings his sons, rising sarodists Amin Ali Khan and Ayan Ali Khan, for an evening of magnificent ragas, Indian folk tunes, and gracious improvisation, proving yet again that great Indian music can be as exciting as classic blues and rock. And that's a quote from The Guardian. Again, Amjad Ali Khan with Amin Ali Khan and Ayan Ali Khan will be performing at the Page Auditorium at 8 p.m. Friday, February 1st. Also coming up on February 2nd is the St. Lawrence String Quartet at the Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $30 for that performance and $5 if you're a Duke student for general admission seating, and that performance does begin at 8 p.m. Stanford St. Lawrence String Quartet, favored by leading composers such as John Adams and Osvaldo Golijov, forges lasting connections with audiences by virtue of its innate musicality and heartfelt presentation. St. Lawrence returns to Duke performances with the superb pianist Stephen Pretzman, who embraces classical, pop, and jazz idioms. To commemorate the approaching anniversary of the composer's birth, the concert begins with Britten's String Quartet No. 2, a sonata form homage to Henry Purcell. It continues with a profound new piece by Pulitzer Prize winner Ellen Taffy Zulich and ends with a fireworks finale of Cesar Franck's sensuous piano quintet in F minor. Again, the St. Lawrence String Quartet, featuring Stephen Pretzman on the piano, will have a performance Saturday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. And on Thursday, February 7th at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium, the China National Symphony Orchestra will be performing. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $52, $10 if you're a Duke student, and this is for reserved seating. At a time when large-scale classical music is unprecedentedly popular in China, Duke performances proudly present the China National Symphony Orchestra, an ascendant 90-piece ensemble internationally hailed as, quote, a mature group with a vital sound, and that quote is from the UK Times. Chinese classical cornerstones make up the first half. The world-famous Butterfly Lover's Violin Concerto is for Western-style orchestra with Chinese violin techniques, courtesy of brilliant young soloist Chao Yang Li. Ziguan's Earth Requiem is a solemn yet uplifting elegy for an earthquake-ravaged Sichuan province. The second half turns west to Beethoven, whose cherished Symphony No. 7 in A major is a flood tide of inspired invention, says esteemed critic Anthony Hopkins. For classical music lovers, here is an opportunity to travel beyond Europe with a diligent, skyrocketing ensemble. Again, the China National Symphony Orchestra will be performing Thursday, February 7th at 8 p.m., the Page Auditorium. And again, for information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham, Jesse Cook will be performing Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Award-winning guitar phenomenon Jesse Cook makes his first appearance at the Carolina in February with the Blue Guitar Tour 2012 in support of his eighth studio album. Cook has been recording and performing music internationally for over 17 years. He is a Juno Award-winning artist and three-time recipient of the Canadian Smooth Jazz Award for Guitarist of the Year. His previous release, The Rumba Foundation, debuted at number one on iTunes Canada, and the DVD for the release premiered on PBS. With over 1 million album sales worldwide, the Toronto-based Jesse Cook has spawned a truly global fan base. Tickets for this performance are from $29 to $59. Again, Jesse Cook will be performing Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call 919-560-3030. Jane Monnett with special guest Mark O'Connor will also be performing at the Carolina Theater on Saturday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. The price for tickets for this performance are from $37 to $57. Jane Monnett is an extraordinarily gifted jazz vocalist. Her romantic and exceptional songs have made her a favorite in the jazz and cabaret worlds. She is a two-time Grammy-nominated artist and has collaborated with artists such as Michael Bublé, Yvonne Linz, Terrence Blanchard, and Tom Harrell. Jane celebrates the 10th anniversary of her recording career with her most heartfelt album yet, entitled Home. A product of America's rich aerial folk tradition as well as classical music, Mark O'Connor's creative journey began at the feet of a pair of musical giants. The first was for folk fiddler and innovator who created the modern era of American fiddling, Benny Thomason. The second, a French jazz violinist considered one of the greatest improvisers in the history of the violin, Stéphane Grappelli. Along the way, between these marvelous musical extremes, Mark O'Connor absorbed the knowledge and influence from the multitude of musical styles and genres he studied. Now at age 49, he has melded and shaped these influences into a new American classical music and a vision of an entirely American school of string playing. As the Los Angeles Times recently noted, he has, quote, crossed over so many boundaries that his style is purely personal. Again, Jane Monnett with special guest Mark O'Connor will be performing Saturday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. Also coming to the Carolina Theater is Arlo Guthrie. He will be performing Wednesday, February 6th at 8 p.m. Here Comes the Kid, the music of Woody Guthrie in celebration of Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. Throughout his own career, Arlo Guthrie has honored his father in song as well as in life. With the centennial of Woody's 100th birthday approaching, Arlo will embark on a new solo tour, Here Comes the Kid, continuing the celebration of Woody Guthrie's immeasurable contributions to the landscape of American folk music. Since childhood, Arlo was amazed by the creative genius of his father and his friends that would drop by, Leadbelly, Brownie McGee, and Cisco Houston, just to name a few. Not surprising, Arlo drew from those experiences, and he in turn became a delineative figure for a new generation. Arlo has long paid homage to his dad with his own renditions of Woody's songs, but of equal importance, Woody's legacy is well defined in Arlo's own works, in his humor, his political and social activism, and his undeniable gift for storytelling. Join Arlo Guthrie in honoring the enduring commitment of Woody Guthrie with an unforgettable night of music and stories, confirming that the folk tradition of Woody is alive and well. Arlo's exceptional solo shows are a unique and inspiring experience, providing an intimacy with the audience that is unparalleled. He will celebrate the legacy of his father in a manner to make any parent proud, to take what his dad started and make it his own. Again, Arlo Guthrie will be performing at the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, February 6th at 8 p.m. The tickets for this performance are from $24 to $49, and for more ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. You still have time to see Nerds, a new musical comedy. This comedy is a cheeky original musical that celebrates the birth of computer technology and the two pop culture icons that made it possible, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. The show follows the lives of the founding fathers of modern computing as they rise from nerds to billionaires, making a mark on history and defining the golden age of technology as we know it. Nerds will star Diana DiGiarmo alongside Broadway favorites Darren Ritchie and Leslie Kritzer. North Carolina Theater is producing this pre-Broadway engagement, a first for the Raleigh arts community. Local audiences will have the unique opportunity to be a part of the creation of a show aiming for a future Broadway run. Performance, you can still see it February 1st through February 3rd, and it will be at the A.J. Fletcher Theater in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Again, that number is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Now time to read some upcoming performances by the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. For the Raleigh Classical Series, that takes place at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh, and the series does begin at 8 p.m. on February 8th and 9th, Syllabus's Second Symphony. Grant Llewellyn is the music director, and Zuel Bailey will be on cello. Robert Ward, Jubilation Overture, Britain Cello Symphony, and Syllabus Symphony No. 2. The North Carolina Chapel Hill series will take place also at 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall at the UNC in Chapel Hill at 208 East Cameron Avenue. And it is the same lineup. It's the Symbolist's Second Symphony. This will take place Thursday, February 7th. Grant Llewellyn, music director, and Zuel Bailey on cello. It's time to read some things coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or also known as DPAC, and that's located in downtown Durham at 123 Vivian Street. For ticket information for any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Tony Bennett will be performing February 1st at 8 p.m. at the DPAC. Come celebrate Valentine's Day early with the legendary vocalist Tony Bennett when he hits the DPAC stage February 1st. Tony Bennett has earned his status many times over. He is entering his seventh decade as a recording artist with 17 Grammy Awards, including the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award to his credit. Bennett remains the Columbia recording artist with the greatest longevity at the label when his Duets 2 CD debuted at number 1, his very first, on the Billboard album charts in September 2011. It made him the oldest artist to achieve the top spot at age 85. His 2007 primetime special, Tony Bennett, An American Classic, won 7 Emmy Awards. He is a Kennedy Center honoree and an NEA Jazz Master. Bennett marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1965 Civil Rights March to Montgomery and was later honored with the Martin Luther King Salute to Greatness Award and the United Nations 2007 Humanitarian Award. In addition to performing, he is a successful visual artist with original paintings featured in the permanent collection at the Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington, D.C. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, Tony Bennett will be performing Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. And again, ticket information is 919-680-2787. Also coming to the DPAC is Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins will have a performance February 12th through the 17th. Mary Poppins is bringing its own brand of Broadway magic to theaters across the country, which has Variety raving. This is the rare touring production that over-delivers on every level. This spectacular hit has astonished over 7 million people worldwide with its pure Broadway magic. With 4 productions currently running on 3 continents, Mary Poppins is one of the biggest stage musical successes in recent years to come out of London and New York. The consummate Disney production features the irresistible story and unforgettable songs from one of the most popular Disney films of all time, plus brand new breathtaking dance numbers and astonishing stagecraft to make it everything you could ever want in a hit Broadway show. So get swept up in the fun of this high-flying musical the New York Post gave 4 out of 4 stars and calls, quote, a certifiable super hit. The set times, Act 1 is 1 hour and 15 minutes, intermission is 15 minutes, Act 2 is 1 hour 5 minutes, for a total of 2 hours and 35 minutes. All guests require a ticket, regardless of age. It's recommended that children be at least 6 years old to attend a performance of Mary Poppins, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. The dates and times are going to be Tuesday, February 12th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, February 14th, 7:30 p.m., Friday, February 15th, 8 p.m., Saturday, February 16th, 2 p.m., and another performance at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, February 17th, 1 p.m., and another performance that evening at 6:30 p.m. And also coming to the DPAC, Olivia Newton-John. She will have a performance there on February 19th at 7:30 p.m. Olivia Newton-John is a voice and face the world has known and loved for over 4 decades of hit songs and movies. Come hear her when she comes to the DPAC on February 19th. Olivia's U.S. album debuted Let Me Be There produced her first top 10 single of the same name, with Olivia being honored with the Grammy Award for Best Country Vocalist and by the Academy of Country Music as Most Promising Female Vocalist. This was the impressive beginning of a globally successful career that earned her 3 more Grammys, as well as 10 American Music and 4 People's Choice Awards. Olivia Newton-John's 10 number one hits include Physical, which topped the charts for 10 consecutive weeks. In September 2008, Billboard magazine listed Physical at number 6 on their top 100 songs of all time list, and in 2010 named it the sexiest song of all time. She has had over 15 top 10 singles, Hopelessly Devoted to You and Magic, and has sold over 100 million albums. In 1978, co-starring with John Travolta in Grease, catapulted Olivia into superstardom. This film's best-selling soundtrack featured duets You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights with Travolta, as well as her mega hit Hopelessly Devoted to You. To date, Grease remains one of the most successful movie musicals in history. Her personal triumph over breast cancer led her to announce her partnership with Austin Health and the creation of the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center on the Austin campus of her hometown of Melbourne, Australia. With her current and ongoing projects and philanthropic endeavors, Olivia's worldwide popularity is as strong as ever. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. Again, Olivia Newton-John will be performing Tuesday, February 19th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC. And again, for more ticket information, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. And here are some upcoming performances for the from the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. And on February 1st at the Memorial Auditorium, we have Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live is a fusion between theater and stand-up and is based on the number one best-selling book from acclaimed author John Gray. The Mars-Venus books have now sold in excess of 50 million copies, translated into 40 different languages, and is one of the most recognized brand names in the world. This live comedy show is more than just the book. The actor in the show relates to the audience as someone who resisted the Mars-Venus work for years, but then he meets John Gray, and now his experience leads him to share with others how he sees the relationships of men and women from a very humorous perspective. This hysterical show will have couples elbowing each other all evening as they see themselves on stage. Presented via different vignettes, topics will cover everything from dating to marriage to the bedroom. This sexy, fast-paced show is for adults, but will leave audiences laughing and giggling like little kids. Over 1 million people have already experienced this entertaining one-man show in Europe, and now Emory Entertainment is proud to deliver this hysterical show to Raleigh Memorial Auditorium for one night only. Again, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live will have a performance February 1st at the Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets for this are going to be between $22 and $32. This performance does begin at 8 p.m., and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8500. Also coming to the Memorial Auditorium February 12th through the 17th is Spamalot, the number one musical comedy smash. The funniest show on earth is back to taunt Raleigh for a second time. Winner of the 2005 Tony Award for Best Musical, Monty Python's Spamalot, the musical comedy sensation lovingly ripped from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, now returns to spread laughter and cheer throughout the kingdom. Spamalot tells the tale of King Arthur and his knights of the Round Table as they embark on their quest for the Holy Grail. But before they can find their grail, they're taking a little side trip to the fair city of Raleigh. The performance times for this are February 12th, 7:30 p.m., February 13th, 7:30 p.m., February 14th, 7:30 p.m., February 15th, 7:30 p.m., February 16th, 2 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m., and February 17th, 2 p.m. and also 7:30 p.m. The price range for these tickets are $21 to $76, and again, this will be at the Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. For more ticket information, you can call them 919-996-8500. On February 20th at the Memorial Auditorium, Buddy Guy and Johnny Lane. Any discussion of Buddy Guy invariably involves a recitation of his colossal musical resume and hard-earned accolades. He is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, a chief guitar influence to rock titans like Hendrix, Clapton, Beck, and Bonn, a pioneer of Chicago's fabled West Side Sound, and a living link to that city's Hallison days of electric blues. Buddy has received 23 W.C. Handy Blues Awards, the most of any artist has ever received, the Billboard Magazine Century Award for Distinguished Artistic Achievement, and the Presidential National Medal of Arts. At the age of 72, he appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone for the first time as part of the magazine's 100 Greatest Guitar Songs package. His 1961 recording of Stone Crazy made the list. Yet despite this long list of achievements, Buddy Guy and his music remain as vital as ever. Buddy won his sixth Grammy at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards. His most current release, Living Proof, won the Grammy for Contemporary Blues Album. Johnny Lane, the Grammy-winning former Prodigy instrumentalist, who topped the Billboard New Artist chart with his first album at age 15, stands now as a mature creative force, made more sensitive yet also toughened by life's adventures. Excuse me. He's learned what it means to rise above hard times and to find meaning where chaos seemed to rule. A professional musician since age 12, Lane rocketed from his hometown of Fargo, North Dakota, to international renown in his mid-teens. While kids his age were still playing high school gigs, he was touring with giants like the Rolling Stones and Aerosmith, trading looks with mentors like B.B. King and Buddy Guy, and being lauded by U.S. News and World Report for having the voice of grizzled blues veteran and guitar skills to match. Again, Buddy Guy and Johnny Lane will be performing February 20th at the Memorial Auditorium at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. That performance will take place at 8 p.m. The price range for these tickets will be $39 to $55. And again, phone number for more ticket information, 919-996-8500. Just a quick reminder, the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. And we do have a couple of quick items from Pinecone. On Sunday, February 10th, Jeff Warner, who prefers to be called a singer of traditional songs more than a traditional singer, will perform at the North Carolina Museum of History as part of the Music for Carolina series. The concert is free and open to the public. On Friday, February 15th, North Carolina's own Chatham County Line returns to the Fletcher Theater for the first time since they released Sight and Sound, their acclaimed 16-song live album, 13-song live DVD combination. The Virginia-based roots duo, the Honey Dewdrops, will kick off the night. Limited tickets do remain for this concert. The ticket prices are $27 to $29 for the general public and $22 to $24 for Pinecone members. On February 21st, registration begins for Pinecone's third annual Bluegrass Music Camp for Youths, and this camp is for youths ages 8 through 16. This year, the camp is expanding again to include beginner and intermediate guitar, beginner and intermediate fiddle, beginner and intermediate mandolin. There will also be a morning and an afternoon songwriting session. For information about any of these performances coming up, you can call Pinecone at 919-664-8333. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.